ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, chapter 3, text 17. Just a second. Shri-Brahma uvacha Utishta-tishta badrante Tapasida-sikashyapa Varadoha-manoprapto Vriyatam-ipshito-varaha Shri-Brahma uvacha Utishta-tishta badrante Tapasida sikashyapa varadoha manu prapto vriyatam ipshito varaha Shri Brahma uvacha utishto tishta badramte tapasida sikashyapa varadoha manu prapto Vriyatam ipsito varaham. Please repeat. Mothers. Shri Brahma uvacha, Lord Brahma said, Utishta, please get up. Utishta, get up. Badram, good fortune. Te, unto you. Tapaha, siddhaha, perfect in executing austerities. Asi, you are, Kashyapa, O son of Kashyapa, Varadaha, the giver of benediction. Aham, I, Anuprapta, arrived, Vriyatam, let it be submitted. Ipsitaha, desired, Varaha, benediction. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma said, O son of Kashyapa Muni, please get up, please get up. All good fortune unto you. You are now perfect in the performance of your austerities, and therefore I may give you a benediction. You may now ask from me whatever you desire, and I shall try to fulfill your wish. Purport. Srila Madhvacharya quotes from the Skanda Purana, which says that Hiranyakashipu, having become a devotee of Lord Brahma, who is known as Hiranyagarbha, and having undergone a severe austerity to please him, is also known as Hiranyaka. Rakshasas and demons worship various demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, just to take the post of these demigods. This we have already explained in previous verse. Om Agnanati Mirandasa Gnanjana Shulakaya Chakshumitam Yanatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svaya Rupa Kadama Yandadati Svaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, first of all, I want to say that I really not qualified to sit in this Vyasasan. Reason is, you will see throughout class. But anyway, but another thing is, everything has some reason. And I will explain later. And another thing is, I will pray for blessings of older devotees, Srila Prabhupada disciple, and all senior devotees, that they can give me blessings, then I can achieve actually purpose of this moment to achieve pure devotional service. This is actually the only prayer word for pure devotional service. Please, Krishna, give me pure devotional service. Another one is then I can serve devotees eternally. So here in purport is explained actually how demons like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, they worship demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma for some temporary benefits. And because demigods that are under influence of most material nature, like any jiva in this material world, so they cannot give beneficial blessings, benefit, because they are not internal, so that anything what they give to their followers are also not internal, and they are influenced by material nature, special passion and ignorance. And but benediction coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, is transcendental and internal, because he is transcendental. And we, by our constitutional position, in pure state of consciousness, we are also transcendental. So if we surrender to Lord Vishnu and pray, Lord Krishna, and pray for him for benedictions, we'll get it. And in Srimad Bhagavatam explained, then Krishna is this one who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should surrender to him, and purpose of Vedas is to surrender to Krishna. And I have to follow my... So yesterday in Krishna book I was reading about how Lord Krishna spoke to King Yudhishthira, And he said how Krishna was saying, the my devotee is not disturbed by any adverse condition in life, and he always remain firm and steady. Therefore, I give myself to him, and I favor him so that he can achieve the highest success of life, Krishna Prem. So, this is chapter in Krishna book, Deliverance of Lord Shiva, and that is very nicely explained, actually, how look like mercy of Krishna, what is made of. So one of qualities like Brahma, it's called Brahma quality. Brahma means his greatness of that mercy can be compared only to all pervasive greatness of Brahma, Brahman effulgence was coming from body of Lord Vishnu, or Krishna. So Brahma means actually unlimitedly great and unlimitedly expensive, and so this kind of mercy we are getting. Another one is Param. Param means then doesn't have comparison. Param means also supreme, but it also doesn't have comparison in anything in material world. And another one is Sukshmam. Sukshmam means very fine. So not only then Lord Mercy is very expansive and unlimited, but is also very, very fine and sublime, and is manifesting a loving relationship between a devotee and Krishna. And there is explained in detail about these different rasas, what we can have with Krishna, but we cannot have with demigods. There are another kind of direction, jivas, and only Krishna is Vishnu Tattva. And our constitutional position is to be always servant of part and parcel and servant of Supreme. And another one is qualities chin matram. Chin matram means completely spiritual. This blessing is completely spiritual without any tinge of material qualities. Another one also, mercy is eternal. Okay, sat and anantakam is unlimited. And this kind of qualities we cannot find in qualities of demigods, because they doesn't possess this kind of qualities. So if we surrender to Krishna, we will share the same kind of qualities what we already have, because we come from the spiritual world. But if we in Western world, people even don't know about what does it mean, demigods. In India, they're aware of that, but because by the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, people have chance to understand deeply, actually, what does it mean. I mean, even some Christians, they have a understanding. Then, okay, there is Jesus Christ, Lord, you know, Son of God. Somebody think he's God, but also there are like angels, archangels, Gabriel. There are different posts of different living beings who are in control of lower living being. So Shukadeva Goswami also said to Maharaj Parikshit, then any demigods, like first three main demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva. And first he said actually about Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu is another category, and Lord Chandra, Varuna, they when they give blessings to their devotees, these blessings is very they're very easy satisfied, and they can very easy give different kind of material blessings. But on the other hand, they're very easy and angered when they're not satisfied, and they can very easily curse their devotees. There is a story in a Krishna book about like Vikrasura, who was worshipping Lord Shiva for material benefit, and he was doing fire sacrifice. He was cutting his part of his body and putting in a fire to satisfy Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva was not impressed with that, But in a moment when he tried to cut off his head, out of compassion, actually Shiva came and pacified him and asked him, "Oh, you don't need to do this kind of sacrifice. You know, you can do a much easier way to how to satisfy me." But but on the end, when he was asking him what kind of benediction you want to give me, what kind of benediction you ask from me, Vrikasura, he said, "Okay, I want it then whoever I touch by my hand, whoever I, you know, I mean, if I touch hand of somebody, his head will be cracked and, you know, been destroyed into pieces." And Lord Shiva was thinking, oh, you know, he was regretting, you know, to appear to him. He was regretting to give this kind of blessings, but he agreed with that. And for sure, nature of rakshasas and demons are actually to even want to take post of worship of demigods, and he immediately want to touch Lord Shiva's head, and Lord Shiva start to run from him to save his life. And his long story on the end, actually, Lord Vishnu appear in a form of, he know what's going on, and he appear in a form of brahmachari, and by sweet words and by his yoga maya, he influenced Vrikasura, Dima Vrikasura, to degree, then he told him, "Okay, you know, you should not believe Lord Shiva, you know, he is just, you know, he's not, in a sense," he says, "like, he is not you know, he's staying somewhere in close to, how you can say in English, crematorium, okay, and he's always covered by ashes, and you know, you should not trust him in his words, you know, he's not trustworthy. And if you think then he's trans, and to prove that, you know, just touch your own head and you will see, you know, then he's wrong. And if you see then he's wrong, you can even kill him, you know." And he did it by influence of yoga maya of Lord Krishna, and his head was, and he was killed. So this is the nature of demons. And here, same way when Hiranyakashipu, he was asking for, you know, completely material benediction, impossible benediction actually to be immortal. And when he find out, then even Lord Brahma is not in that category. He cannot give him this kind of blessing. So now he start to manage to, by his, you know, material intelligence, manage to figure out how to protect his body and how to be immortal. But on the end, we know the story. he appear and kill him. let's see. So it's explained also then whenever devotee actually pray to Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, Krishna actually takes time. He is actually very slow. It's explained in Krishna book and somewhere else also. Krishna is very slow, and he consider then, okay, my devotee is praying for that. Is it really good for him? You know, is it very beneficial for him? And so he is very concerned with his devotees, and he know if he fulfills some particular desire of this devotee, maybe probably he will, you know, he will forget if I give him material opulence, whatever he wants, maybe good health, you know, maybe he will forget me. He will again be, you know, influenced by most material nature. He will not think about me. So he is very, very smart. And so we should trust actually Krishna then when we pray to him. The best prayer is pure devotional service, and then we can serve devotee eternally. Then Krishna will fulfill that desire. But it's explained, we can also, but we have to be very careful, we can also pray for some, everything what is connected with Krishna's service, we can pray, but we can always say, like, if you so desire, give me help, then I can serve you better, or if you so desire, you know, give me, if somebody needs maybe material opulence to do something, give me that also. This is okay, but we depend on Krishna, and Krishna knows the best. He has plan. It's his plan, actually, nobody knows the plan of Krishna. We can, to some degree, we can see, what is plan of Krishna. Some basic point is he wants to spread Krishna consciousness all the world, and he wants from us to be pure devotee of Krishna. But because we are living in a material society, and there, special today, there's so many bad qualities. What time is it now? Okay, I have to look for my watch. So because material society is so degraded, and we are living in this temple, and Prabhupada said it's like Vaikuntha, but still, if we are not very, very careful, we can be very easily influenced by three modes of material nature and these low qualities. And so even consciously or unconsciously, when we pray, sometimes we are not even aware, how our minds are working. So it's very easy, we can, if even not desire sense, if we are not desiring gross sense gratification, what still can be in our minds, sensual pleasure, and, we have to follow four guilty principles, but still sometimes we are trapped, we have these sexual desires, and so if we don't control that, it's very easy, then we can be in sway away. Even after many, many, many years in devotional service. Another also more subtle things is then it's very easy Krishna give us into a course according with how things is going on. We can be in a position to be in a different position in society according with Krishna's arrangement. But if we are not careful, we can still want something from that, name, pain, profit, adoration, and look like it's very, this kind of feeling, this is good, but that means we are not so much intelligent. Look like pleasurable, because for time immemorial, we used to associate with this kind of feeling, and but if we are honest enough, and by association with devotees, by following this process, we can really, if you're really honest, there is some saying somebody said on class, then actually everybody of us exactly know what kind of maya we have, if you're really honest, and how much we are Krishna conscious, and how much we have to improve. But sometimes we are very teeny living beings, so we need association. And there are three kinds of association: guru, sadhu, shastra. And there is never enough of this kind of association. And to be honest, I don't have enough this kind of association. In the beginning, I said I'm not qualified to give the class, and I will tell you reason why it's like that. To be very Krishna conscious means actually to use all his energies, all your energies, all our energies, all body, mind, in words, in Krishna service. This is description of pure devotional service. And the best example is Srila Prabhupada. And beginning of pure devotional service is Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Vishnu Smaranam. And I find out actually in my, short devotional career, so-called, then somebody who did a lot of Shravanam and Kirtanam is very good in Vishnu Smaranam. And proof of that is actually when you speak with that person, or when you hear when he gave Srimad Bhagavatam class, flow of this knowledge when he inquired from very good Shravanam Kirtanam is just flowing from his mouth. And you really pick up so many nice insights and so much. You get inspiration. You want to be like that. And of course, the best example is Krishna himself in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who teach us how to be devotee. But, you know, for sure, in our society, we have Srila Prabhupada was so powerful, and I have opportunity here to praise devotees who are very knowledgeable, who are very realized, like our sannyasis, our spiritual masters. And people like, for example, I'm very much inspired with Dravida Prabhu and Mukunda Datta Prabhu, Hrinadana Maharaj. And few weeks ago was Hridayananda Maharaj was here, and he was giving some speech about Prabhupada. And he said how, you know, some devotees, they like to distribute, Srila Prabhupada books. And this, you know, from history, you know, many people who like to do that. But at the same time, they don't read them enough. And this, I can say this is my case, because there is different kind of reading. Again, you know, Shravanam Kirtanam and Vishnu Smaranam. You know, like, for example, somebody, you know, in the material world, you can see people who are very, very knowledgeable, different material fields, you know, like computers, you know, they can know anything about computer, they study the books, you know. And this actually, not everybody is like that. This is what Srila Prabhupada wants to establish for Nashram. Not everybody has this kind of tendency. Somebody is maybe Vaishya mood, somebody, you know, want to grow up vegetables, you know, establish farms, somebody is maybe just simple devotee who, you know, but this is some kind of like tendency what we, if somebody has it, we can use. And if somebody even doesn't have, Prabhupada wants us to be Brahmana Vaishnava later on. And I know for myself, I have a lot of reading before, but sometimes, you know, into a course, you know, maybe by aging, and if you go, you know, you get some problems, you think you have some other priority, and you think, you know, I have to take care of my body, I have to, you know, I already know a little bit about Krishna consciousness, and it's not so much important. But no, first of all, not only for our own Krishna consciousness, we have to be very knowledgeable, but also to give, explain to others. Hrinadananda Maharaj said, and you know, you have to know these books, these Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, and somebody who is very, nobody's there to meet, and somebody who is preaching my glories to explain this knowledge to the devotees. You know, this statement in Bhagavad Gita. And so I want to say just example of potency of Srila Prabhupada books in a three example, in a sense, how they're influencing people, you know, what I come in contact with them. You know, just I went to one shop, is more like office, some kind of insurance office, and in a counter, when I came in, there's some kind of counter, and I approached one lady, 26 years old, and explained books to her. She was a little bit interested, but she said, I want to show to other inside, you know. And by my experience, I know that sometimes, you know, if you're not close to that person, you know, but because I cannot go in, you know, I was just waiting for her. She went in to show to people inside. So I was thinking, if I am not close to that person, you know, forget it, you know, you have some contact, explain to them, you know. So I was just praying like anything. I was, you know, praying to Krishna. I was just intensely praying to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada. And I was praying even, I don't know, I was praying to some previous book distributor. I don't know, maybe Vijaya mentioned, or I was praying to Navina Nirada. I was praying to anybody. please, please, you know. And she went, I saw her, she went, he passed by to another door, so I was still waiting. Maybe it was pretty, maybe like almost 4 or 5 minutes, you know, I was just praying. And I said some words in Spanish, and I was just praying. And then she came, okay, there is one book here, and she gave me some donation. One person took the book. And I really believe, actually, just and actually later on, when I was preparing class, I was thinking, this is actually the best prayer, you know, to pray to Krishna for the conscientious soul, the best than a prayer of you know, Vrikasura or you know, all these big demons, you know, Hiranyakashipu. That means we have chance to be more greater than them, in a sense that you pray for something higher, you know. Okay, this is one example, actually. Books, their influence, actually, them, they opened the books and they were reading what's about. There is another example was, actually, I was walking the street and I met one person, was maybe 20, maybe 30 years old, Latino person. And and when I approached him, I said, oh, disculpe, señor, para ti, spirituale libro, you know, yoga, meditación. And say something in Spanish, and he said, and he looked at me in such, you know, desperate way, said, he grabbed the book and put here, said, let me see if you fulfill my prayers. And I was shocked, and I asked him later on, you know, what you are, and I first explained to him, oh yeah, this is very special books, you know. I explained a little bit about philosophy. I explained to him about how this society is so degrading, because he's, on the way how he reacted, he was completely, you know, devastated, disgusted with this, you know, society. And not after when he took the book and gave me donation, I asked him, okay, pa, what's your profession? He said, I'm nurse. And he said, I have, there is one dying man there, was maybe like, I don't know, 60, 70 years old. And the children, his children, they came to him and bring to him some papers just to sign out. They, you know, they want money from him. And they don't care about him, not at all. You know, he was a very old man, not at all, you know. And he realized that, I mean, you know, like, sometimes these kind of people, nurse, you know, they're very close to people that who are dying, and they have this kind of realization, how is miserable this world, you know, and this material society, and feeling and thinking and what they are doing. And and later on, he gave me invitation card, and I called him to come here. I have his telephone number. Probably today I will call him again. So this is also one example, actually. I just explain about books, and books is so attractive, you just grab it, you know. And another one example of potential of these books is I met one lady, a little bit fat lady. He was working one shop. Also, she was selling some kind of stuff. And she said, oh, I know these books, you know. I know for many years, 5 years. Really? And I asked her, you know, how she said she has relation with one friend of her. She explained to her what's about, and she was chanting some amount of rounds. I think she said 16 rounds. But she said then, and she said, I'm regularly coming to the temple. I said, really? Where? I never saw you. She said, I'm always going to San Jose. I said, why to San Jose? But we have temple here. She said, I don't know. I don't know about this temple, you know. So I was really surprised. I mean, I didn't ask her in that time, because she was a little bit busy, but, you know, I mean, in the book is also address of different temples, you know, but probably she will come also here. I call her to come. But there's also potency of the books, you know. She was completely in ecstasy, you know. When I speak to her, she goes, oh, this beautiful, this, you know, incredible. I know these books, I know, you know. Anyway, and so I would like to stop here this class. What is time now? Because my glasses is... Huh? 16. Okay, I very shortly I will read, because today is disappearance of Swarup Das Goswami and Shivananda Sen. And this is also actually association, what we needed. Because these books, Krishna is completely in his name, and his devotees in his name. and everything is there. And we need association with ourselves to remain ourselves of Krishna, but also we need association those devotees. So there's devotees, there are spiritual personalities. So when you read about them, when you meditate about them, you also get the quality of them, and you get ultimately their association, you know. Okay, Sri Sivananda Sen, every year, 1 month before Chaturmasya, 4 month period of the rainy season, Sri Sivananda Sen would lead a party of 200 devotees from Bengal to Jagannath Puri to attend the annual Ratha Yatra festival. He will pay for everyone's food, tolls, ferries, and lodging. He personally arranged for their comfort. Sivananda Sen showed Vaishnava compassion for all living entities, be they man or beast. When a stray dog joined the party, Sivananda Sen fed the dog and even paid his boat fare. When the dog disappeared one day, Sivananda sent 200 men to search for him. Upon arriving in Puri, they saw Lord Chaitanya throwing coconut pulp to the dog. The dog became purified of all material contamination by eating the Mahaprasadam, remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not seeing the dog the next day, Sivananda Sen understood that the dog had attained liberation by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Observing Chaturmasya in Puri, Sivananda and the devotees would regularly bathe in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blissful association. Sivananda used all his possessions in the service of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. His entire family and servants were ardent followers of Lord Gauranga. Kavi Karnapura, the son of Sivananda Sen, says in Gaura Gandesha Deepika, Sivananda Sen is the embodiment of love of Sri Chaitanya Deva. And in Krishna Lila, he is the Vira Gopi, Srimati Radharani's messenger. In one bhajan, Devakinandana Das glorifies him. I bow down to Sivananda Sen, who is full of divine love. His caste, life, and wealth are two lotus feet of Sri Gaura Raya. His samadhi is in 64 samadhis area. Sivananda Sen ki jai. Sri Swarupdamodar Goswami, one of the closest associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Purushottama Acharya Swarupa, knew exactly the heart of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, glorifying him as the storehouse of all devotional mellows. Lord Chaitanya added the word Damodara to his name. Swarupdamodar revealed to the world the innermost emotions of Sri Chaitanya's mood of Radharani's feeling separation from Krishna. Sensing Lord Gauranga's mood, Swarupdamodar will perform kirtan to enchant the Lord's internal sentiments. To shoot Lord Chaitanya's love pangs in Viraga Bhava, he would sing songs from Gita Govinda, Krishna Karanamrita, and the love poems of Chandidasa and Vidyapati. Throughout the day and night, Swarupdamodar Ramananda Rai stayed near Sri Chaitanya in order to nourish his pastimes. He is one of the three and one half most intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Rai, Sikhi Mahiti, Madhava Devi. Just as Lalita and Vishakha are Radharani's dearest gopis, Swarupdamodara, Vishakha Sakhi, and Ramananda Rai, Lalita Sakhi, are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most confidential associates. Swarupdamodara was the guardian of the Gaudiya devotees. So whenever a devotee misbehaved, Lord Gaura Sundara will say, "Swarup, your Gaudiya did such and such." Swarupdamodara will personally check for grammatical or philosophical flaws in any new written verse, song, or book before giving it to Lord Chaitanya for approval. Krishna Das Kaviraj used Swarupdamodara's Katcha memories of Sri Chaitanya's life to compile the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swarupdamodara Goswami also wrote Sangita Damodara, a book of music. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. Sri Swarupdamodara Goswami ki jai. So I find out actually, again, you know, so important is Shravanam Kirtanam, because this reading is really no ordinary reading. We really associate like with holy name. If we are enough aware, if enough pure, we can have unlimited blessing and realization of Holy Name. But same with these books, these no ordinary stories, we can have an incredible realization. Actually, there are stories who are still going somewhere in another universe, and if you are fortunate enough, we can join them. I will finish here. Somebody have maybe some question or? Okay, I'll finish here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premananda.